Activists have scaled one of Moscow's famed Stalin-era skyscrapers and painted the Soviet star on its spire in the national colors of Ukraine. Police arrested four suspects.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Warren Davis. And Lauren's been a missionary to Africa for the last 25 years, Uganda, Kenya, and so they can give us insight into the things that are taking place in that part of the world. He's home here just on a short vacation. We talked to him last time he was here, had a wonderful time with him on several interviews, and so he's back again, and he has a great deal of information to give you insight into this part of the world. It is so different. We live in a wonderful and affluent society, and the people who are poor here would be considered fabulously wealthy in a place like Uganda. But I'm going to let Sunday Lauren tell you about what's going on there and how God is working to bring these people closer to God. Whereas here in the United States, everything is being done to destroy the faith of our people. An organized, orchestrated effort through the media, as to every aspect of our lives, to destroy belief in Christianity. Our students, when they come out of school today, certainly the vast majority are atheists. They've been programmed in our schools. Wouldn't it be wonderful if children believed in God? Maybe they wouldn't want to go around killing people on the staff. We hear about these three young boys who wanted to kill three members of the staff of their school, and then a certain number of other people planning, making preparations on getting explosives and other vehicles for mayhem. What must be so wrong with having a Bible in the school that says, thou shalt not kill? Because there is an organized effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society. It's well coordinated, it's well financed, and it controls America today. Maybe we could learn a lot from what's going on in Uganda. Lauren, you pick up the story.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, I'm just really happy to report that that in Africa, Uganda and Kenya in particular, and some of the other African nations, they are taking a stand. You know, the West and the NGOs, non-government organizations, the United Nations, have really pushed the gay agenda heavily in Africa. They've financed it heavily, trying to get Africa to totally legalize the homosexuality. But, you know, traditionally, Africa and Africans have been against homosexuality. And there might have been other problems, but there, and there have been, but they've been against homosexuality. But now, the West has tied receiving aid to them passing laws for homosexuality. And but what I noticed in Uganda, there was even a girls' school that that they have brought books, NGOs, non-government organizations from the West. They have brought school the books, and they put it in the schools, promoting the gay lifestyle. And now some of the girls, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, are getting involved in it there. And so, but anyway, Uganda and Kenya is now taking a stand against it, and they passed a law outlawing the gay lifestyle. And in Uganda, they modified it now to where, you know, if a person does something in the privacy of their own home, it's one thing, but they cannot promote this lifestyle to children and to others. And this is being promoted in the classroom, just like in America. So in Kenya and Uganda, they're taking a moral stand. What I don't understand, with so much Christianity in America, why are not the pastors speaking out on this issue here? You hardly hear anybody speaking out against these laws of same-sex marriage. But we're seeing that happen in Uganda and in Kenya and some other African nations. Another thing that has happened in Africa is through the United Nations, through the NGOs, through the West, they have promoted interfaith meetings. And that is meetings between or even like a crusade or all kind of meetings Muslims and the Christians and the Hindus, everybody joins together for prayer meetings and also for talking about God, saying we are all serving the same God. But I want to tell you that there is a rebellion against this in Africa now, that they're rebelling against this interfaith movement. So this is some good news. You know, it seemed like while the countries in the West, the United States, we're moving towards interfaith, moving towards the gay thing. Africa is going the direction, actually, with the Word of God. Many of the nations in Africa. Dr. Stan, at 9/11, I was absolutely mortified. Actually, I was in Africa at that time when it happened, hitting our World Trade Centers. But what astonished me is George Bush, George W. Bush, he called for an interfaith prayer meeting, an interfaith meeting right after that 9/11, where they would bring Protestant, Catholic, Muslim, Hindu, all these religions together, you know, to have a common prayer meeting, all of them together. And so I want to talk about that interfaith movement that is going on in America, that is being promoted by the UN and by America throughout the nations of the earth. I want to talk about that. In fact, President Obama said this is no longer a Christian nation. Well, that is a blatant statement in itself. Who is he to say this is not a Christian nation? Well, he said this is a Judeo-Christian Islamic nation. And an amazing thing to me, since 9/11, the attack, you know, the fundamentalist Muslims against America, that America has become more open to Muslims, and it is spreading in our country after 9/11. So I want to talk about this interfaith movement that is being promoted in Africa, and like I said, there is a stand coming against it. And also this being promoted in America and around the world. What is this interfaith movement that is so popularized? Even some of the local ministerial associations, you know, they have the Muslims a part of it, and the Hindus a part of the ministerial association. So this interfaith movement, what it is, it's the merging of world religions together.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment. Lauren Davis, a missionary from the
And we'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
People must understand that Christianity is under attack all throughout the world. There are only really two basic religions in the world. One is Christianity, and the other is all the rest of them put together. And they all deny the divinity of Jesus Christ, and there's no way that we can join together with the leaders of the other religions saying we all worship the same God, because we don't. But understand there's a conspiracy against Christianity today, as you've heard me say many times. There's a small group that control America. Their goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity. They're working here in the United States. They're working in our schools. They control our universities, and they're working in Kenya and Uganda. They're working throughout the rest of the world to destroy of belief in Christianity, and we must understand what's going on. This is not happening by accident. This is not being open-minded. This is an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy everything that is good and noble and moral and worthwhile in the world. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, God is going to bring terrible judgment on America because of the silence of our ministers. So right ahead, Lauren.
Yes, the interfaith movement that is so strong, ministerial associations and everywhere, this is the merging together of world religions. And so this is, like you said, this is an international political plan, and it's coming really organized from the United Nations to merge all religions to make a one world religions, and as you said also, a one world government. They believe before there can be a one-world government, there has to be a one-world religion. But the Bible really speaks specifically regarding an interfaith movement. In Revelation 17, verse 2, it says, "The great horror, which is the apostate church, not the true church, it's the imposter church, it committed fornication with the kings of the earth." That's the political leaders. So here it says that really the imposter church religious system is going to be sleeping with the political system. They'll join together. And in Revelation 17, verse 7, it says the great whore is riding the beast. That means religion. Organized religion is going to ride the political system. They're going to join together to benefit each other. In Exodus 20, it says in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And to bring these other religions and join together in interfaith is breaking that commandment by bringing other gods and putting them equal with Jehovah God and with Jesus Christ. In Acts 4:26, it says, the kings of the earth and the rulers gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. So what is happening with the UN and these organizations promoting interfaith? They have really gathered together against God and against Christ by putting all these, merging all these different religions together. In Psalms 2, verse, or in fact, Joshua 22, verse 19, it says they built an altar to Baal beside the altar of the Lord. So it's not that in Christianity or in Judaism back then that they rejected God, but they built an altar to Baal. That was the heathen god. They put it next to the altar of God so they would really probably increase their attendance, increase their finances. So they put an altar to Baal next to the altar of the Lord. In Psalms 106, verse 35 says, they mingled among the heathen and learned their works. So this is what you have when you have a politically correct society. Now you get a politically correct religion. So we have, you know, we have no choice but to mingle among those of other religions, in the type of society that we live in. And that's not wrong. The problem is when we live among them, instead of us affecting them, they affect us. And we learn their works and we start changing to be like them. And that's what's happening in America right now, is that Islam is coming so strong, and also secularism, that Christianity is becoming like them instead of us changing them. You know, America is supposed to be a Christian nation. We have churches on every street corner and so many Christian TV networks and radio stations. But incredibly, at the same time, America, with all these Christian TV and radio stations and churches, we're becoming more secular and pagan and open to Islam every day. Now, what we have, instead of the church being an obstacle to this downward spiral, even moral spiral, it has become an ally, even facilitating the moral demise in America. Because its preachers only preach a politically correct gospel. They never stand up for morality. How could this be happening in America? There was an article in USA Today that said that in one year, 41% of children born in America are born to unwed mothers. 41%. 73% blacks born to unwed mothers. 53% Hispanics. 29% white. Now, can you imagine what that's going to produce to society? No father in the home. No father figure. And also, I believe that, with 41% of the children in America born to unwed mothers, that opens the door for homosexuality because there's no strong male figure in the home. And so this 41% of children born in America to unwed mothers, this does not include even those who are having abortions in America. So this is the new and improved America. And we wonder why this country and the fabric is breaking down. It's an America that has rejected the Bible, that's living in the pleasures of sin and materialism. But this really is the product of this new Christianity we have today. The Christianity overall we have today, with exceptions, it does not represent the Bible or what Christianity represented 20 or 30 years ago. Someone did analysis regarding America, and they said in 100 years, there will be no Christianity left in America. And the way it's going now, it could be less time than that. We know that there is an overt attack on Christianity, but not only that, it's being broken down so much on the inside. I think we need to look at what is original Christianity. I think if Christianity was strong, there's no way America would morally and politically being the position that it's in today. But, you know, there is a strategy, and I believe you can concur with this, Dr. Stan. There's a strategy to destroy Christianity because they're making a farce out of it. But here's what original Christianity stood for. It stood for the five fundamentals. It stood for the virgin birth of Christ, the divinity of Christ, the atonement by the blood, the bodily resurrection of the dead, the inerrancy of the scriptures, that the Ten Commandments are absolutely important for our lives, and that God answers prayer. But today, in fact, this, okay, original Christianity is now called conservative Christianity, or fundamentalist Christianity. But today, the news media maliciously categorizes fundamentalist Christianity with fundamentalist Islam. And this is intentional, and there's no, I mean, there's no comparison whatsoever, because fundamentalist Islam is violent. Fundamentalist Christianity is for love. It just, that is, all stands for the basics of the faith of Christianity. But the media is calling fundamentalist Christianities one of the most dangerous people in the world. We are the most dangerous people, equating us with fundamentalist Muslims. Now, they know what they're doing. They're doing this totally intentional. In fact, in Norway, some years back, that when this man went on a rampage and he killed all these people, the first thing the news media said, that this man was a right-wing, conservative, fundamentalist Christian. Well, come to find out, there was no truth whatsoever in that. He was a neo-Nazi. And yet, that the news media classified this murder, mass murder, as a right-wing, conservative, fundamentalist Christian. So this is trying to stigmatize Christians, that they want to portray us as the most evil people in the world. And true, there are those who do not believe in the gay lifestyle, those who do not believe in the interfaith movement, that the political realm looks at us as evil when we don't go along with gay marriage. We don't go along with mingling all the religions. But I want to show that Christianity was corrupted early. This is not a new thing. In Acts 20, verses 29 to 31, Paul said, "After my departing, grievous wolves will enter in among you, not sparing the flock." What he's talking about, wolves are going to enter in to the church, because the church is called the flock, the God's people. And he said, "They'll not spare the flock, and even these men shall arise, speaking perverse things to draw disciples after themselves." These are preachers who come inside Christianity. They speak a liberal Christianity. They don't speak what the Bible says. And they're out to draw disciples for themselves, to build up their own kingdom, not the kingdom of Christ. And they're speaking perverse things, going along with the political correctness of this age. And Paul said, "I cease not to warn you day and night with tears that this is coming, that wolves are coming to corrupt the church." You know, the Roman Empire was an empire worshiping the sun god. But there rose a man called Constantine who wanted to be emperor. And he did not have enough backers. And so he looked at the church, the people, the Christians in Rome, who were living under great persecution, thrown to the lions in the arena, the Colosseum. And so he came to the church leaders of Rome, and he told them, "If you will back me politically and help me to become emperor of Rome, I'm going to stop the persecution against the Christians. You know, you're living in poverty. You don't have your own churches or anything. You have to worship in homes." And so what happened is that the church leaders at Rome, in fact, he said, "I will convert and become a Christian." This is Constantine. So when the Roman church went along with them, saying, wow, this will be great. We won't be in poverty. Also, he's going to give us power sharing in the government. And so the church joined with the political, and it helped Constantine to become emperor of Rome. And so not only was he the emperor of Rome, but he became the head of the Roman church. And he was actually the first pope at that time. It wasn't Peter. In fact, in the Bible, never says anything about Peter ever being in Rome. That was Paul. Peter was he was the minister to the circumcised, the Jew. But then Constantine centralized the church. He organized it. He reformed its doctrines, and he merged the Christian doctrines with the pagan doctrines of the sun god. And so what he did, he turned Christianity into a hybrid pagan religion. In other words, he went interfaith, merging the local religions, pagan religions, with Christianity. He became interfaith. He even brought idolatry inside the church, in which the church was against idolatry, because we see that he took, like, the temples to the goddess Diana, the goddess Fortuna, and he took those and gave them to the church. So they had their, now instead of meeting in homes, they had their own cathedral. They just changed the names of those temples from the goddess Diana to the goddess Maria. And also they had all these statues and gods inside these pagan temples. He said, don't get rid of them. Rename them Christian gods.
Hold our thoughts. Hold our thoughts. We'll be back in a moment. Here with Lauren Davis.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed, custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Did you see the size of that commission? That certainly was a large commission. Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Well, as your artist, Warren Davis, who's a missionary to Africa, has been there for 25 years, just home on a short leave, and Lauren's always good enough to come on and be our guest and sort of bring us up to date with what's really happening as far as Christianity in Africa. And Christianity in Africa is far stronger than it is here in the United States because there is an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the Christian foundation of America. And nobody's going to tell you about the small group that controls America, totally controls America. They control certainly the major banks and the major newspapers, the major corporations. They control the educational system. They certainly control our military. They're using our financial and military power to bring about a one-world government, which is why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations, in 15 African nations, why we have over between 800 and 1,000 foreign military bases. Do you think that has anything to do with defending America? Of course not. It has to do with a plan by this little group of Luciferians to bring about the one world government. Well, basically, first, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Lauren, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. And before we go on, Lauren, would you like to get your website out and information on your writings so people would be able to get in touch with you if they'd like to help you?
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Stan. My website is laurendavis.com, laurendavis.com. And also, there are many articles that I have written that are on there that would be very helpful to you, even on issues like this. Also, I have a Lauren Davis Internet Radio with a lot of messages, 30-minute messages, that will be a real blessing to you. I've written a novel that has just been posted on my website. It's called Survival in the Age of Apocalypse. Survival in the Age of Apocalypse. It's an end times thriller novel. The Book of Revelation told like an Alfred Hitchcock thriller. It has just now been posted. I spent 13 years writing it. It is very exciting, and it also is relevant to the times we're in right now. It's very different from most end times novels. So that is Survival in the Age of Apocalypse. And you can find that on my website, laurendavis.com, laurendavis.com. Our email is laurendavisministries@hotmail.com, laurendavisministries@hotmail.com. As I was talking about, there is the push for this interfaith, to promote interfaith in Africa. What's happening in America, they are exporting it to Africa and other nations of the world. But this is a political movement using religion to merge the religions together. But this happened earlier, early about 300 A.D. with Constantine, when he became the head of state of Rome and also the head of the Church of Rome, and giving the Christians their own temples now, which were really the pagan temples of the goddess Diana, and called them, changed the name to Mary, changed the names of the gods that they had in there, that were graven images, the idols, changed them to Christian names and said, well, told the Christians, just call them saints. So the saints accepted, the religious leaders of Rome, the bishops accepted that, because they wanted the money and also they wanted the power sharing in the government that Constantine promised them. But one thing about that new church that was centralized, the Church of Rome, there was no tolerance for any other form of Christianity but Roman Christianity. And so other Christians who would not come under the Pope, would not come under Constantine, were tortured and killed. That's history. Fox's Book of Martyrs tells a lot about this. But what happened in the time of Constantine, this was a political takeover of Christianity by Rome, and this is what's happening in America. It's a political takeover of Christianity. And then we see that the Anglican Church broke off from the Church of Rome because it couldn't go along with so many of the things that that church was doing. And so this became the Church of England. But now the king or queen of England was very interesting. They became just like Constantine, not only the head of state of England, but they also became the head of the church. So the king or queen of England is the head of the Anglican church. And so this became a politically controlled church. And so we know that many of the kings and queens of England, they were not Christians. They lived very immoral and very corrupt lives. And even today, the Anglican church, the Church of England as a whole, they have, legalized from the church realm, the homosexual marriage and pushed it totally opposite the Bible. And, so the same thing happened in England that happened in Rome, the political uniting of the church with the government. But now we've seen that other denominations broke off. And we're talking about Christianity has changed and why Christianity has no moral backbone, even standing up against the gay marriage in America and abortion and everything else. So there are many denominations that broke off from the Anglican Church, the Roman Church. And so after they broke off, and they did this wanting to go back to the Bible, go back to the fundamentals of the faith of the Bible. But we see after a time that so many of these good, strong denominations, started by Wesley Brothers, many others, that were godly men, godly denominations. We see that many of these denominations have changed. Even the Methodist Church now, the mainline Methodist Church has gone for the gay marriage. And so many of the major denominations now, they are for gay marriage. So they have literally, and I'm talking about not outside Christianity, inside Christianity, they have taken the Bible, they've thrown it away. And so they've come with their own opinion. They're politically correct. They're acceptable by the politics, of their countries worldwide. They're going with that realm. And they say they're doing this in the name of love. Well, my friends, love, from a preacher, is to tell people the truth and not to go along, with the political movements of the day, which are really godless and immoral. But then out of these mainline denominations came the Pentecostal movement. And we see that it began to divide early on because part of the Pentecostals, they believed in the Trinity. And part of them believed in Jesus only. They did not believe in the Trinity. So there, doctrinally in Pentecost, there became a breakdown early on. And then from that Pentecostal movement came what they called the Charismatic movement, which is so popular worldwide. What happened with this is that different denominational pastors received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Hold those thoughts. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990,
Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I said, friend David, before this could be bring out that Christianity is under attack today from within. They've infiltrated our seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, and of course they have introduced an entirely new form of Christianity. The message of Christianity, as they submitted the churches today, is God loves you. I mean, certainly God would never allow anything bad to happen to you. And because God loves you, you should love God, and you should spread that love to other people. And, of course, it's a great, wonderful message, but it's not the message of the gospel. The gospel tells us certainly about the things that have happened in the past, the things that are going to happen, or the prophecies, the fact that we're moving into a terrible, terrible time where certainly millions, countless hundreds of millions of people are going to be slaughtered. If you read the prophecies, you see them coming to pass today. Yet the average Christian in America has no concept of that. He's living in this ethereal cloud. Everything's got to be just fine because God would never allow anything bad to happen. And yet look and see what's going on in the world today. And this simply is a precedes, it foreruns a terrible, terrible time that's coming. And if you're a Christian, you better begin preparing for it psychologically and physically. And of course, help us get the word out. Go right ahead, Lauren.
Yes, I encourage everyone to get my novel, Survival in the Age of Apocalypse. You get an ebook. You can get it at my website, laurendavis.com, LorenDavis.com. It's a thriller, end times novel that will really make the book of Revelation come alive in a very entertaining manner. LaurenDavis.com. As I was speaking about the breakdown in Christianity of the different denominations, many that have gone for gay marriage, in Pentecost, how it divided into Jesus only and the Trinity, and then the charismatic movement, which is, they came out of the Pentecostals, but what they did is, they believed in speaking in tongues, but they were not accepted, so they were kicked out and started their own independent churches. Well, their main thing was speaking in other tongues, the gifts of the Spirit. But what people didn't notice, they brought with them their old mainline denominations. So you see that hardly any two charismatic churches believe the same thing doctrinally. So it became mass confusion in the charismatic movement. But now has come the ecumenical movement. We're talking about the interfaith movement now. The ecumenical movement, this is merging all denominations. The Lutheran, Presbyterian, Methodist, Episcopal, everybody, Pentecostals, everybody into one. And what it is about, they talk about reunifying Christianity. But the theme of this is that they say doctrine is not important. It's just Jesus. So what they're literally saying is the Bible's not important. They still use the name of Jesus, But Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me or my words, I'll be ashamed of you. So they tried to put the Bible totally aside, and that's what the ministerial associations are. They're ecumenical. But then from the ecumenical movement, it progressed into the interfaith movement. Now, it's just not merging all the Christian denominations together. It's merging all religions together. And so many of the ministerial associations today, they not only have your mainline denominations and the charismatic movement and the Pentecostals, but they have the Catholic, but then they have the Muslims, they have the Hindus, they have the animist, Bahaist, everybody, and they come together. And really, this is really encouraged by community trying to have peace. And so they have promoted this interfaith movement is being promoted by the United Nations. Tony Blair, the ex-prime minister of UK, has organized his own interfaith organization. And from this interfaith movement, in fact, it's very interesting, Rick Warren is one of the advisors of Tony Blair. How could someone in politics, a political leader, now when he got out of being the prime minister, become a head of an interfaith organization? So this is what I've been referring to, the United Nations and others. They're promoting this, trying to bring about a one world, but they think the only way they can do that is if everybody believes the same thing, saying, well, you know, we all serve the same God. It's the same God. We just call him by different names. So truth is put aside, and the political is promoting this. You can listen to this on my website in one of my messages about interfaith. Also, I have articles on this on my website, laurendavis.com. But what it's doing, it's emerging. They call this the emergent movement. This is merging together or coming together of all things. And so when you talk about even traffic, you know, merging traffic is coming from small roads off into a freeway. This is merging instead of coming from different ones. Everything becomes one, and everyone goes the same direction. Well, this is the plan of the UN, and this is the plan of the United Nations. It is the plan of the New Age. That is to turn society into a melting pot, to assimilate all of us together, and so we will become one for many. And this is a oneness that they're after. But it's not one around biblical truth. It's one about their political agenda of bringing about a one world government. Everybody's got to be on the same page. And so they're working, using religion to do this.
And it's all Luciferian. And unless you understand, this is a Luciferian movement that controls our government today. And both political parties, and makes mockery out of our electoral process. Why do you think that the leaders of the Republican Party will not even try to impeach Barack Obama? Why? Because they want what he wants. And the last thing they would want to do would be to get him impeached. I'm not saying that they could, but they could at least try. Warren Davis, thank you so much for being with us. I agree with what you're saying. I think people have to understand Christianity is under attack today, and if the Christians here in the audience are not involved, that will be part of the problem. So we'll talk again real soon. God bless. Many thanks.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Is primarily listener supported. As you know, we do 5 hours a day, talk radio a day, 5 days a week, and we have to buy our radio time on many of the networks we're on. It's an expensive proposition, but we've been able to maintain what we have, and I know a lot of the ministries out there having real financial problems because the economy is not good. Well, we have to depend upon those of you who listen to our program, who agree with us, to help. So if you'd like to reach us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters either with a single donation or a regular monthly donation of whatever you can afford. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll certainly want to get the books and the CD set. We've got a great new CD set, 4-CD set on the dangerous electricity, going into the background of Wi-Fi, how dangerous your cell phone is, and how dangerous your cordless computer is, and certainly the smart meters and the smart grid, and all of these things that are coming down the line that you don't understand, but they understand. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning you, certainly. And, of course, this is one reason, increased fertility, infertility, increasing cancer. They know exactly what they're doing. I recommend strongly the 4-CD set, Dangerous Electricity. And you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. And people are not talking about the danger of these electronic gadgetry that surround us today, but are constantly beaming electric certainly waves, dangerous waves into your body and every aspect of your society. Well, then, of course, we do hope that if you would like to help us, you may want to use our health products. We carry a line of health products, which Barbara and I use, and certainly most people are deficient on magnesium and selenium and iodine, and you can certainly get the list. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll get it for you. And then, of course, we also have a line of soap products, and people say, why soap? Well, it simply means a